This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 116, we're talking Lucasfilm games and gaming community drama. Let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
To another episode. I know, a little change up there. I had to change up a little bit.
That's my line, bro. Hey-o!
Hey-o! So we got Thaddeus Beat Prime.
Original.
We got Thaddeus Prime, Rad, Scarecrow, and Nate filling in for Lupo as well.
You know.
What's that, Mule?
Just doing that thing. Just prominent, dominant, and sounding lame. Whoa, that was bad.
I mean, you are older than
low
me.
Low T's
so
kicking in.
Could I call you a boomer instead of myself?
But I look younger. I'm just saying.
I mean, you do have the hair, so yeah.
Yes, that is true. And a beard that just keeps on going.
I just had a job interview, man. I gotta keep it nice and tight. So
yeah. All right, get it right, get it tight. Hey, you, this new booty.
What is going on, guys?
A little
what
bit
kind of podcast is this?
No,
this is the 2021 podcast.
Yeah. We're past our 7-day refund. You can't take it back now. So, guys, if you like the content here, then consider hitting that smash button right here to follow us on Twitch, or that sub button if you want to help keep the lights on for MHG. You can watch us live every Thursday night at twitch.tv/MuleHornGaming at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we appreciate all you guys who are listening to us on the audio airwaves there. If you like TikTok and you like Star Wars, then check us out on TikTok. But, guys, we're back to the age-old question. What you been playing? What you been doing? What's going on?
This week actually has been pretty minimal, and it feels kind of weird to say that because I haven't played Cyberpunk at all. I haven't gamed hardly at all. Watched The Expanse, caught up on that. Freaking amazing. Wrapped up the latest Transformers Siege Netflix series. I think it's the second iteration of it.
Ooh, the
pretty
second,
dang good.
The second part came out, finally?
Yeah.
Nice, because I really enjoyed the first part. It was a little too short, I thought.
Yeah, this one's a little beefier. A lot more goes on, and the ending of it is like, okay, now we're wrapping up to things we more are familiar with.
Nice.
And little Pokemon card collecting, maybe. And
Just a little? A lot.
I had some stuff that came in from the mail and some things that I won and things that I bought and some sweet loot.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of early mornings, taking my kids to school every morning. And, well, it's a long story, but so I've been going to bed early every single day. And, yeah, I'm a little tired, but I'm ready for the weekend. And it cannot come sooner.
Right on, man. Right on.
You'll
next.
Yep. I guess I'll go. Just been watching my animes.
Yeah.
Enjoying that. A few some new things, restarting some new first episodes of new seasons coming out. Final season of Attack on Titan starting. I have no idea what the hell is going on, but I'm ready for it.
Hey, neither do I.
Hate when they do time skips. But anyway, played a lot of Genshin. Had a new character come out. Had to grind on that yesterday. And then been playing a little bit more Destiny.
Yeah.
Been doing some raids. I realized, the raid group realized this last weekend, that we've actually completed every challenge now except for the weekly ones that we just have to wait till they actually come out.
Yeah.
And so that much closer to the title. This will be the first raid related title that I've gotten, I think. Nice. I think for most of us. I think iGame might have some. I don't know if you have any. You don't have any red. Yeah. I don't think Lupo does, and Dog
pretty
doesn't
close.
Either,
but I think Prime probably does.
I'm as close as Prime.
Probably collecting Pokemon cards, though.
It's his new pops.
Yeah, it's my new collector itch, and I'm scratching the heck
about?
Out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been having fun with that. We did a whole one, like a whole Warlock raid, which is fun.
That was fun. That was dope.
because Warlock's the best.
Yep. Yeah, I did see a hilarious clip today, though, where they did a six Titan run, and they did six Thunder Crashes.
Oh, Lord.
All in Titanics at the very end, and it actually one-shots him in his final stand.
I don't know if I've ever used a Thunder Crash, and I would probably be the single, one of the group that would completely miss.
No, I would probably miss you. I'd go flying off the map.
At least we would be together.
Yep.
Slow motion.
You and I can just hold hands as we're flying the wrong way.
We're good. Yeah,
enjoying that. That's it. I've just been working my ass off at work.
Yeah.
So I haven't had too much time. I come home and play for like a couple hours, take a nap, eat some dinner, go to bed.
Yep, I hear that, man.
It's the new way.
Rad.
Well, what about you, Rad? So I'll start first with my husband and I are continuing to move through Futurama. For those of you who know Futurama, we're not watching it a lot. Like, we're watching like a couple episodes a night, like not even every night. So, thank you for passing judgment. I'm just kidding. for those of you who know Futurama really well, last night, one of the episodes we watched was the Seymour the Dog episode, which is the episode. I looked over at my husband and he was just like, we had seen it before, but it just kind of leaves you a little bit empty.
Yeah.
That's a mood killer right there.
Yeah. Well, there was no mood.
We're just going straight to bed for now.
Yeah.
Nibbler in the pilot. You can see Nibbler's shadow in the pilot.
Yeah. In the pilot, you can see Nibbler's shadow. And then in that episode, you can see his eye coming out of the garbage. But, and then we've already watched the episode with the brains. And then we've also watched the episode where Fry becomes his own grandfather. And I was like, I think spoilers. The episode where we learn that Nibbler was the one in the room, is that before the Seymour episode or after? I couldn't remember. So I think it might be part of the movies. I'm not really sure. So we're going to keep watching.
It's in the original run, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's after the Seymour, I believe.
Okay. I think the more you watch that scene, the more you see that Nibbler's there. So,
yes.
Anyway, so we've been enjoying Futurama. We our 1 year wedding anniversary is this coming Monday. So,
Nice.
So my parents are, thank you. Yeah. My parents are, they're like, go eat wherever you want and we'll pay you back. So we're going to a really nice steakhouse here in Tampa called Charlie's. A lot of people in the Destiny community know about it because Gathalion and his crew like to go there because Gathalion's from this area. And as for gaming, my community does Among Us, like I said, every Tuesday. So that's been really fun. Man, I was off my game this past week. I'm sorry to my viewers.
I was going to say, I watched that and you guys were going
I was watching as well. I was silent.
It's funny.
No judging.
It's the same. Thank you, Robbie, in chat. It's the same crew, so we're like really used to each other. You know, it's not like random people. And man, there was this one other person in my community, and she stopped in the hallway, and then like truth died, and I was sure that it was her, and she was like, I didn't stop. I went back and clipped it. And she stopped, and she was like, "Oh, I did stop." And I was
like, "Clip every stream."
Oh, I clip every stream. I don't care. I have no shame. And then I've been playing.
In the tree, then it's Lexi in the hallway.
Listen, Crow in the tree is a great, great experience.
That was a good story.
That was good. Yeah, thanks. You're welcome. I've been playing Destiny as well. I'm just kind of working on some titles. Yeah. But it's Destiny. I don't know if it'll come up later, but at some point I'm sure we'll talk about the stupidity that was this week at Bungie. So that's all I got. Nate?
Yeah, I haven't done
Hold
much
on,
like
Nate
that.
Can't be on the podcast because of his blackboard in the back there. It's just, it's not allowable. The Baker is greater than Mahomes. I'm sorry.
I can't wait for the Browns to win this weekend.
Yes.
Browns, Buffalo, and the AFC Championship.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
We need one of these teams who haven't been to the Super Bowl to get there, or at least for a
long
time.
It would be so good for the sport.
No.
And the Bills need to lose a fifth, so.
Hey. It's in Tampa this year. Come on now.
So Bills Tampa with Brady winning his seventh,
could the Bills imagine, losing their fifth. Could you imagine lose if the Bills get to the Super Bowl to play Tom Brady and they lose to Tom Brady on the Bucks? Oh my gosh.
Oh man, yeah. That would terrible. Be, yeah.
We'll talk about it. But, we'll talk about it.
Sorry, Nate. Yeah. I'll allow you today, just today.
But yeah, haven't played much. Like Dad, haven't played Cyberpunk really in a week. Just been doing other stuff. Finished up my Lost rewatch. Finally, I've rewatched Lost several times, but have not gotten past season 6. So I finished season 6 this time.
I didn't know that you watched Lost. We'll talk about that too.
Okay. I actually have the box set that came out right after the series ended, like the big one with the game built in and everything. Anyway,
all time favorite.
Can I ask you one question? Yes. Usad can answer too. I know you're a man, so this probably doesn't matter to you as much. But Jack and Kate, or Sawyer and Kate, or you and Kate?
Me and Kate.
Probably Jack and Kate, just because Sawyer has Juliet.
Yeah, no, you can stay.
Thank yeah, you. But let's talk about Kate some more. Oh man, she made that season last a little bit longer.
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never seen it.
I'm guessing because you had to rewind a few times there, Thaddeus.
This is the Analog Assault Podcast After Dark.
2021, guys. This is it. We started with Thad singing like a rap song. I don't know what you expected.
It's true.
Yeah.
There is no de-escalation. There is only escalation.
Sorry, Nate. We keep interrupting. Yeah.
But started reading, got through the first section of Light of the Jedi, the new High Republic novel that came out. So that's been fun to read. It's interesting to see the whole, like, you know, there's one mission with 57 Jedi.
Holy
crap. So it's just like, I know, it's kind of crazy to see, and they're all working together and actually using the Force together, which is really cool to read. And I know I've posted a few quotes in chat, but it's just,
yeah,
it's a different perspective because we have not seen anything from this era. Yeah. Now, Yoda has already been mentioned a few times, which is not too surprising, but we'll see how much he actually factors in because he's, what, 700 during this era?
Yeah, he's like instead only 900. Yeah.
But still highly
totally revered. Youngling. Totally.
Is he already on the council at this point?
Yes, or
is
he's still highly revered from the couple of mentions.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's been fun. I actually played about an hour of Destiny this week.
Whoa.
I know. It wasn't terrible. It looks really nice on the Series X, but I didn't play that much.
Yeah, I got that upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, because I think I had played it after I'd gotten my Series X, but before the upgrade. And there's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah.
There's a noticeable difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Played a little SSX because we've had snow. So I've wanted to play some snowboarding games.
Nice.
And that's on Game Pass, EA Play. So that's fun. That's just a fun, ridiculous game.
Yeah.
They need to get a new game like that. I know there's Steep, but I don't know. I think that one's a little more serious.
They need to remaster Cool Riders.
Steep is like the Forza version of
That's what I thought. Games. But yeah, they need to bring the SSX games back because those are just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, that's really been about it.
Right.
Expanse.
On.
I mean,
Expanse.
Oh, dude.
Expanse. That last episode.
Oof, yeah. That was good.
Talk about a cliffhanger.
I don't think I've seen the last episode.
Oh, dude.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesdays.
It was available Tuesday night. I watched it Tuesday evening.
Really?
I watched it Wednesday at lunch.
Yeah. I was flipping through. I'm like, wait a minute. The Expanse is up already?
Maybe I might have to stay up a little bit late tonight to watch it after the cast.
It was good.
It's
the last episode.
I wish she wouldn't have come. That's all I'm gonna say.
So I'm just making sure that there is a new episode. The last episode, without saying any spoilers, is there was some trespassing onto someone's land.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
That was the episode before.
That was the
I think that was the, because I don't think there was any land in this episode.
Yeah. No.
I think this episode's way different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way different.
Big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, now I have to stay up tonight and watch it.
Yeah.
Let's end this fast. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Neil, what are you playing? Star Wars? Okay, let's go.
Surprisingly, I've been playing SOTOR more than a week. I've been playing it 2 weeks, almost exclusively.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really fun. Like, the dialogue options you have in there and the commentary reminds me of Mass Effect so much. Like, I had so much fun the other night. I was playing with, like, Trax and IP and Robbie. And there was this moment where I got to be, like, very bounty hunter-like, and I punched a Hutt in the face. And so...
Nice.
It was pretty awesome. And then the other night, I was, like, playing off stream, and Robbie and IP were listening to me just cackle because I, like, was in a royal house on Alderaan, and he's been, like, super uppity. And so I just, like, beat him down into submission. He was like, all right, all right. But it was, like, super funny the way they wrote it all. And so I was like, man, this reminds me of Mass Effect so much. And so I've just been, like, basically just zoned in on it. I'm actually, like, level 37, I think, which is the highest I've ever been.
Nice.
And SOTOR.
I will say, you posting clips and all that on social media has gotten a few of our friends involved with the game as well. Yeah. Not all of them are so much, you know, teamed up with you at various times, but I see more and more tweets about it, and usually most of them stem from one of your tweets. I'm like, okay, look at that.
I'm just saying,
bring it back the old school, the mule way.
It's super, super fun, and I can't wait to get into the DLC because Robbie said it gets really good in the DLC, and it's all free to play. Other than that, just brushing up on Star Wars Battlefront 2 so I can carry you noobs in Star Wars Battlefront 2 PC. So, I watched The Expanse, and then I did the most dad thing ever and fell asleep on the couch a little bit on Wednesday night. Yeah, went to bed at like it was like 10, 9:30, something like that. So that was definitely a dad move. So. But yeah, that's been about it for me, man. Just SOTOR. I mean, Star Wars. I'm just like, I need Star Wars. And, you know, we'll talk more about it here in a little bit with Lucasfilm. But Rad is going to take the lead because she's going to be talking about this little issue that's going on. Tell me what's going on. I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Okay. So Nate is going to help me out a little bit because this was his idea, and it's happening predominantly, that's a tough word to get out on the spot. In the Destiny community right now, it's really being highlighted. But I think that, as Nate said in our chat, like it happens in a lot of different communities. So right now, basically, what's happening is a lot of the PvP side of Destiny and the community greats, if you will, that are very focused on PvP, are very disgruntled at the way that PvP is being handled. So there's been kind of like this exodus, all these like different slightly, you know, Destiny puns I'm making right now, but there's been like this exodus, like out of the Destiny community a little bit. And, Nate's big question was, you know, when, if Gathalion, for example, like he's not necessarily a PvP guy, but he's a big Destiny community member, like leader, you know, if Gathalion were to just like vamoose out of Destiny, for anyone who watches his content, he's a variety streamer, so he doesn't always stream Destiny, but he always comes back to it. You know, he's one of the faces of the Destiny community. If he were to leave the Destiny community, would it be his responsibility? This is the question. Is it a community leader's responsibility to pass off the torch and say, hey, Radical 618, do you want to, you know, be the leader? You want to fill my shoes and, you know, continue the brigade? Or do community leaders not have a responsibility to maintain, you know, sort of that status? So that's kind of the question that Nate and I wanted to bring to the group. And the Destiny community and the PvP stuff that was happening was kind of the catalyst for that discussion.
Yeah, so. Specifically the Crucible Playbook. I don't know if any of you had watched that or listened to that cast way back, you know, in the D1 days, but they built a subreddit around Crucible Playbook, and they're just shutting that down.
Yeah. Sure.
And so kind of the question is, should something like that, especially that type of community, just be handed off, or that the creators, you know, leaders of that don't want to do it anymore. Just shut it down.
And they did a podcast for a long time, right?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it started as the podcast, and they, you know, were modding the subreddit. And
yeah,
I mean, I went and looked in, and they've got some alternatives. So, and that's another option for it. Do you say, all right, just go here instead of doing this? Because they just, I mean, I don't think they've done the cast for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the other side of it too, just to like kind of open up the conversation more so we don't hyper focus on Destiny necessarily. Right. This could be for any game. It doesn't have to be a PvP game. You know, like there's Mass Effect communities, there's Tomb Raider communities. Like, so if one of those big wigs were to leave, you know, it's not somebody affiliated with the studios or anything, but just somebody who's a face of the Mass Effect community or whatever. Do you guys think, what's your thoughts on if they need to, you know, make sure that their shoes are filled, or is it, and, you know,
I mean,
go ahead. I was going to say it's a tough one because I don't think it's their obligation, but it, as a community leader, it would be a great step if they chose to find someone to quote unquote take the torch and, you know, an adequate person to accept it. But, you know, couldn't hate on them for not doing it, but I think it'd be bold. I think it'd be a great move to do so.
Sure.
This bugs me. I'm on the side of that it should be passed off, because I've also seen this in the Warframe community. When I used to be like, I still really enjoy Warframe. I haven't played it in a while just because of other things, but there's actually been a couple of the really big Warframe guys at different points, almost like just come on the verge of stepping away from it all. Like they were putting out content saying like, I'm done with this. And I was upset, and a lot of other people upset. So it's not the first time that I've seen this.
Sure.
It's a little different for them because they do get some sort of revenue from Warframe.
Yeah.
Because of their Warframe partners.
Yeah.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Then not maybe monetary value stuff, but they get a bunch of free stuff for the game, stuff to give out to the community, all that kind of thing. So when we're seeing a leader in these community driven groups, like the Crucible Playbook, it really bothers me when they just want to just shut it down. I mean, I don't go to that. I just haven't. I've maybe a few times since starting to play Destiny. But there's a lot of other people that still use that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of the examples that I used in the notes was almost like, you know, if you're a member of a guild or a clan and they kind of like leave a game, I'll use like Elder Scrolls Online, for example. If you're in a guild in there and they say, hey, we're kind of done playing this, you know, what do you do as like a member of that guild? Do you think that they have a responsibility to like be like, hey, give it to me, I'll be the guild leader? Or do you think that they could just like say, I'm done, I'm bearing the guild with me?
So I've actually had that exact moment happen.
Who should be leading this? What the hell do I do? There's been a lot of different community members that have seen them. Like, you know who this reminds me of a little bit is like Ninja in Fortnite. Actually, I just saw somebody pop up who used to play Fortnite a lot. He kind of like doesn't play Fortnite anymore, but he was kind of one of the first like big Fortnite guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's probably a lot of kids, mostly kids, you know, adults who are a little bit different. We can kind of flow with the content creator that we like. He plays a lot of Valorant now, and his adult audience probably is like, cool, this is great. But there's probably a lot of kids out there who are like, hey, where the hell did Ninja go? Like, this was the Ninja show. And now they're missing that from their lives. So,
Boston chat also brought a good point. Yeah, PSO2. I was actually part of, like, one of the big YouTubers I still am, in their guild on there. And he actually stepped away just because he couldn't do it, but he did the right thing. We talked about it. He handed it off, And I feel like this, they should, Crucible Play like should do something like that. Like, he sat down, made video saying, hey, I'm stepping away to do this stuff with other content creators rather than just my small group. I never wanted this thing to be just about a fan club for me. This is a good group of people. I want this to keep growing.
I think it, like, if I think of it in my shoes, right? Like, Mulehorn Gaming is more than just Mule now, right? It's grown to such a huge community that the Discord's just not my community. It's all of our communities with our writers, our mods, our community managers. And I think I understand where they're coming from, and that there's a sense of pride and a little bit of ego and like, look what I've built. I don't want to hand this off. But I think the right thing to do would be like, look, I know this is bigger than me. I can't manage it. Find someone capable and hand it off. That would be like me saying, hey, I can't do Mulehorn Gaming anymore. Radden Prime, you're it. You're the best fit. I think you'd be awesome. What do you guys think? If you say, yeah, then you hand it off and you just, you go. Because the community at that point is bigger than the people it surrounds.
Yeah.
And I think they should have either just handed off or just shut it down. Just completely shut it down. Because it makes no sense to leave it up other than still to give you something there if you ever were to want to come back, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, not to go completely like therapist, like psychology on the topic, but, you know, that sense of community is really important. And that was kind of the other thing that I had, you know, in my mind when Nate brought this topic to the table, which was especially like even before 2020 and before now the beginning of 2021, the connections that we made with people in our gaming communities were already important. And during a time like last year, when so many of us weren't seeing the people, I haven't seen some of my, my IRL friends, I mean, in months, I mean, I just haven't seen them, but I've seen you guys every day, right? Like I'm connecting, I'm harassing Crow in DMs like every day. Like it's, you know, it's in a good way, in an appropriate way. But you know, like it's but you know, like, and when somebody just gets pulled out from under you like that as a community member, you know, it's like part of you goes missing a little bit. And so, and like, I loved how you said that, Mule, and not just cause you listed Thad and I, but you know, but because like you're recognizing that as the troop leader, even though it's not just you, you know, you're the troop leader, it's your, it, you know, like it's your baby, like you're realizing that it's not just you, right? Like it's all of us. It's all of us being everyone from the person who barely talks in Discord to the people who talk a lot and add Pokemon bots, goes from there. So I really liked your input, and yeah, Nate, thanks for bringing this topic to us. Do you have anything that you want to add?
I will say, I mean, Liberation in the chat brings up kind of the other side. What happens when the gap doesn't quite get filled? You know, I've seen that too, and more. I think it happens more in the guild side where it's, you've got the leaders, they step away, and then it just dissolves. And that's the other, that's almost worse than just, all right, we're done. We're going to make the clean break. It's the, otherwise it's the slow, the slow
variation.
Well, you know, like even like, I got to brag on Prime a little bit, because when we first started this, it was just like Mulehorn Gaming. It was just him, me, my brother, and a few other, IRL friends that we knew, playing a mobile game, and we started a clan, and it
blew Clone Wars.
It was Prime Collective, and it just blew up so much that Prime was like, hey, I can't manage this, Mule, let's go start this other thing. And so we're like, all right, let's do it. We'll do a podcast. We threw up a free WordPress blog, and you know, it just,
well, he was rough back in the day.
Oh dude, it was really rough. but you know,
I remember, like, when I found you guys, like, woo.
Yeah,
this is rough, like, but hey, these guys are cool looking.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, I think is like any type of leader of any type of community, like even like speaking to people who are just streamers, you got to recognize when something's bigger than just yourself, and I think you either have to have some kind of clean cut if you don't have someone that can fill the gap, or you got to say like, look, I see you're the up and coming dude. Here's something I built upon it. go.
Yeah.
Being successful, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Anyways.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I think that there's a lot of different directions a conversation like this can go, you know, like, and we can always bring it back up. I know that we want to talk about Star Wars and that could take a while, but you know, the one thing that you just said, Mule, that I also was thinking of was like content creation, separately from like podcasts and a community building, because I'll go back to Ninja just because he's an easy example. But like, if Ninja just was like, you know what, guys, I'm done with this platform, or not platform, that's a bad example because he's been on three different platforms the past 8 months. But you know, I'm done with streaming. I'm ending Ninja. I'm ending twitch.tv/ninja.com/ninja. I think that's a different sort of situation because that's his
just him,
singular right. brand. Yeah. But I still think though that there would be that community loss, you know. So it's definitely an interesting conversation. That I think goes deeper than just like what we talked about tonight. So it was just an interesting, I just wanted to add that thought of like, you know, like the singular, if you had like Mulehorn single man, you know, sorry, Mrs. Mule, that's not what I meant, but like the, you know, by yourself channel where you were just streaming as you, and you were like, hey, I'm stopping this and I'm going over here to do this. There might be people who would be like, hey, wait, where are you going? You know, it would be interesting. So. Yeah.
So, speaking of Star Wars and liberation, no, we're not going to talk about Grey Jedi. Huge, huge news, guys. So, this new huge. Twitter popped up called Lucasfilm Games, and StarWars.com put out a super, like, awesome basic interview on their website talking about how, I guess you can say that they're going to be the publisher and they'll just kind of dish out rights to whatever studio they want to make games.
Yeah.
Honestly, at first I was a little concerned because I was like, wait, what does this mean about, I know Star Wars Battlefront 3 is in production by EA. I know Jedi Fallen Order 2 is in production. I know they've been supporting SOTOR. What's going to happen to these games? And then EA put out a tweet saying, hey, don't worry, we're still doing Star Wars games. But what did you guys think about this initial announcement? Were y'all stoked when you saw it, or are you a little hesitant?
Well, at first I thought it was just a new game just by a single studio. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. New game, new studio that's brand new studio. We'll see where this goes. But like they're looking into it. It's like, oh no, this is not just a game. This is going to open up new avenues, obviously, to get a lot more Star Wars games out there. Not just Battlefront and Jedi Fallen Order, like the two games that have come out in the last, 10 years, it feels like. I know they've brought out like little things like Lego Star Wars, stuff like that, but we haven't had like a true like Star Wars RPG other than like Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be good for competition too among the Star Wars games. It's never good when you have the exclusive license. I mean, look at Madden. They've had the NFL exclusive license for 15 years now or something, and nothing happens.
Nothing changes. They update the roster, and that's about it.
Or they make things worse.
That too.
I mean, back in 2004, 2005, we had NFL 2K as well, the one with T.O. on it on the cover. And since then, I mean, same thing with Major League Baseball. Now you just have the show. At one point you had 2K, but the EA game got squashed. So this will be good. It'll open up other studios and maybe other types of Star Wars games, not just, you know, Jedi games. Maybe we'll see a Bounty Hunter game, you know, the one that Massive is doing.
Yeah. The Division Ubisoft, developers. Yeah.
They could that could be our Bounty Hunter game or a clone game or something where there are no Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all been like really wanting like a meaty Star Wars RPG that's also like multiplayer. Like that's something I think about is like if you could emulate like the fire teams in Destiny and put it into
That's exactly what I was about to say. I was like, can we get a Destiny-esque Star Wars game?
Yeah. And not have to deal with EA's party system.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Republic Commando meets open world.
Yeah, I mean, like, could you imagine if, like, it's the possibilities are massive. Like, the fact that Ubisoft is developing an open world RPG or whatever they what they say it was open world
RPG, I think. I thought
it was something, yeah.
Or maybe was RPG action, in there?
I don't know if RPG was in there, but it's like an open world game. It's the possibilities are limitless. I mean, you could have basically like bounty hunters, you could have clans, you could have factions, you could have Jedi.
I wonder if we'll get a High Republic.
I don't think so. I think the High Republic, most of what from what
it's
I know,
it's just going to be print.
It's going to be print and comics. So like books and comics, basically. Print.
Sounds like you could really use a Dragon Age type experience where there's multiple classes, multiple abilities, not so much Jedi, it's not so much public. Just bounty hunter, but an open world experience like that. Oh, man, that'd be so freaking amazing.
If we had a Star Wars, we have SWTOR, but if we had Star Wars MMO that was, I hate to say, not tab targeting, get rid of tab targeting, just throw it out the window, do full action. Fluid. Do full action combat. Do like ESO does it perfect.
Yeah.
There's like minuscule tab targeting, like you're still you have to like aim at a target. You're not just like clicking around shit and like pressing a 5-15 buttons to hit your macros or whatever.
Oof.
Like actually do something a little bit more active.
Yeah, I think of it like as a Star Wars Battlefront 3 with that third person view that you have, but in an open world like RPG setting where like I'm like, hey Crow, I need to go to Alderaan and do this and find this artifact. Alderaan's blown up, but it depends on what time.
Depending on the era.
Yeah, exactly. But like it would be really cool to see that, or even if they could take us through like stories of like just things that you could do in Star Wars, like a Mandalorian storyline. Like the possibilities are in, and if you're third person, which they said it's going to be, because that's kind of Ubisoft's thing or Massive's thing, because Division 1 and 2, what they did. Like, the customization, the gear, the stuff that you could do with it, the fact that it'd be Star Wars, the lore you could lace throughout the galaxy. You could have it more than just one planet, almost like a Mass Effect type of deal, where you can go to multiple planets. Like, the possibilities are endless. The only thing that worries me, is that Division didn't launch very well. I think it took like 7 patches for it to finally get into a pretty good spot.
Does anything launch well anymore?
But here's the thing.
It's kind of a trend.
Here's the thing, though.
Valhalla launched pretty well.
Yeah. It makes me worry that they're just going to say, going to give you a chance, going to give you a chance, going to give you a chance. And Star Wars Now games aren't going to have like, they're going to be kind of very hit and miss, you know?
I think that I'm going to challenge you. Just because that the developers of Division are making it does not mean it's going to be like Division. It could be. I don't know. I didn't play Division at Lost. I'm thinking about it at launch. But I like it might not be like Division at all. I love Ubisoft games. Like I can't wait for Far Cry. I loved I love that I can jump into Assassin's Creed, the newer ones like Division and Far Cry, and know that every time I'm going to be clearing outposts, like doing the whole thing. Yeah. It's like the same. It's the same thing. The same
game, just different aesthetics.
It is, and you know what? People love that. You know, I mean, like it works for them. That's why they sell so many games. And like if a Star Wars game feels as gritty and looks as gritty as Division does, I'm in. Like, I loved the aesthetic of Division 2. I mean, I was, like, all over it. If I wanted a backpack with a little circle on it, I was like, yeah, let's go. Like, you know? So when I heard that announcement, I was like, yeah, give me an Ubisoft Star Wars game right now. Now, if it is like Division 2, then shame on me. But I don't know if it's fair to be like, this is going to be like Division 2.
Well, I'm not saying necessarily going to be like it. I'm just saying, like, you can be like, okay, for example, Apex, we know that Respawn did Titanfall. That's very similar. They did Jedi Fallen Order. You can see some similarities in that. And I start thinking about like Jedi Fallen Order. There's not another studio, at least in my mind, that I can think of that could have done as good a job as they did with Jedi Fallen Order.
Sure.
Like, I think about Ubisoft and I'm like, I don't know if they could make a game like that. Maybe they could because they, you know, have Assassin's Creed and things like that.
They make games like that all the time.
Yeah, it just makes me cautiously optimistic, I guess you could say.
Well, studios can do different things too.
Yeah,
I mean, think about Playground Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have Forza Horizon and they're making Fable.
I just don't want them to shotgun Star Wars games across the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like I want quality Star Wars games.
Is your concern? I realize your concern's very broad, so I'm not trying to like make it one thing. Are you worried that like the second installment of Fallen Order is going to be given?
Initially, I thought that, but then I saw the tweet from EA. So, and I saw some tweets from Jay and AJ, the community managers in the Star Wars side of BioWare and things like that. Okay. And it said, hey, we're still going to be making Star Wars games. That made me feel a lot better because I was like, okay, does that mean like we're not going to see a continuation? Some other studio is going to do it. You know,
I'd be okay if a different studio did another Fallen Order.
Yeah. I want to see another Jedi Academy. Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy.
You know, my thought process is like, if they're going to just be like handing out, you know, Ubisoft, you get this. Activision, you get this. Bethesda, they wouldn't do Bethesda because it would get, you know, exclusive. But
they're doing Indiana Jones with Bethesda.
They are. Yeah, I know. I think I would be shocked if Respawn doesn't get the second Fallen Order. It was a great game. Unfortunately, it launched in a terrible time, and it never really got the recognition it deserves. In my opinion, I think it should have. I didn't play it, but even just what I saw of it, I think it was probably something that could have been a game of the year contender, at least. But, you know, I'm excited to see what an Ubisoft game, a Star Wars Ubisoft game looks like. I'm a big Ubisoft, like I said earlier, I'm a big Ubisoft fan. I love Far Cry. I didn't play Division 2 that much, but when I was kind of in a lull for Destiny, so I was like, let me hop in this. Man, did I just love the aesthetics of that game. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, but I understand your concern, certainly, if they screw it up, but, you know.
And I wonder if we'll see other Lucasfilms, like older games from the Lucasfilms.
That would be cool.
Monkey Island. I don't know if you ever played The Dig. I used to love The Dig, point and click, kind of like almost a Myst-ish, but more point and click, not the first person.
Okay.
But yeah, I think Monkey Island was one.
And like I said,
obviously we're getting Indiana
Jedi Knight Jedi Academy, a remaster that like do a, or
no remaster, reboot.
No, reboot.
Yeah, reboot. New.
We're something all new. New.
Okay.
I mean, I'd go for a remaster too. I've played through that whenever it came onto Xbox Game Pass. I was like, I have to replay that.
So Liberation
reboot up in the Luke Skywalker era,
yeah,
with the new trilogies with Solo, with Ben Solo, and maybe Grogu.
Yeah,
I mean it was, but just not canon universe.
Yeah, so reboot it.
Make canon.
Make
do it in the canon universe.
A little backstory here, because Liberation says that, you know, the folks that made the games for Star Wars, it's like they never watched the movie or read any lore. Just to give a little backstory on that, it was a huge deal that EA actually got a license for that. And part of the process to make Star Wars games is they had a story team, like a official story team with lore that had to sit in with every single Star Wars game that was made to make sure it fit the current lore, like everything, the aesthetics, everything. So it's not like the studio and the people at Lucasfilm were separated. They were actually working together when they made Star Wars games. Same thing happened with the Respawn when they did Fallen Order. They had to make sure that it would fit all the lore, and they actually made it really well to where Fallen Order fits the lore that was established from the 2017 Darth Vader comics. Like, it molded well together. I think the problem is the aesthetics. Some people just don't like the aesthetics of some of the EA Star Wars games. Like, just the way that they do things, EA's reputation, you know, people just automatically have an abrasive reaction to EA when you say EA. Like when I say Respawn, some people don't think EA, but it is owned by EA. It's EA. So, anyways.
I mean, has EA done anything better in the last few years? Like, I mean,
as far as Star Wars games, I mean, Jedi Fallen Order is one of the best Star Wars games we've had since KOTOR.
Sure. Yeah. I know that like at least four of us here, when we hear EA, we cry because of Mass Effect. But, well, I don't really, because I played it way after there was even any problems. But, you know, like, so I'm just curious, like, it's kind of a more, again, I'm just like adding things on to the end of the conversation. But like, are we, is EA getting to a place where it's like, okay, we don't hate them as much anymore? Or are they still making weird business decisions? I don't keep as up on that.
I don't know. I mean, far as Star Wars, the last...
It's 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're automatically going to have people that don't like it because it's EA.
Of course.
And EA has the sports issue. They have not really done much with their sports game in the last decade.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my husband gets hockey every year. It's like the same.
And
it's the same
game. I'll say to you, Star Wars Battlefront 2, even though it's a great game and I love it, they really, really missed out with adding a lot more to it that they could have. Like, I think what happened is that when it launched, it got tanked so fast. I mean, it's made a huge comeback. It has, like, the highest populated player base. And, like, I think
and it's just going to get bigger this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they really missed because we didn't get people like Asajj Ventress. We didn't get Mace Windu, Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Any of the Mandalorian
like
Rex,
stuff. Any of the, we didn't get Jango Fett. Like, there's a lot of like missed opportunities in those games. So I will say that's what makes me optimistic, Rad, is that like Ubisoft could I mean, because I didn't mind playing The Division. I liked it because it was a third-person shooter. I just didn't think the story really held my attention. And that's kind of the part that I'm a little worried about. Like,
now, in theory, they should have some help with the story, probably from Lucas. I would assume films, they're going to be very heavily involved in these stories if they're farming them out.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole, like, move of we are now Lucasfilm Games, like, you don't just, like, make that announcement without... Right. having your hand in the pots, you know. So,
and I will say, I mean, it was Lucasfilm then, but or LucasArts, I think it was. They did make KOTOR with BioWare before BioWare was EA, and that was
a KOTOR 2.
Well, that's why it's great, right? Because it marries the two best. I'm sorry, Nate, I just cut you off. Marries the two best things about those companies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe we'll
piggyback off what you said, Brad. You know, Lucas Games film, I mean, Lucas Films game. Stepping in to do this, there's the likelihood of it being a subpar game is less of a chance. You know, they're making a point that, hey, we have our own studio to do the game how we know the fans want it. You know, EA, you've done your thing, but you can maybe get a game from us, but here's how it's going to happen.
Right.
Right.
So that gives me a lot of confidence.
Will Filoni be involved in the stories?
I think he's going to be more involved in the films because he's literally made the move from animation into like live action. And that's why you have like everything that's releasing under Disney Plus that's coming out within this year and the next, you know, years following. They call it the Filoniverse. He's basically in creative control, him and Favreau. So it's going to be, I think he's going to be focused on that while other people that are within the story group will be helping with the game side. Like, he may be like the new George Lucas where they come to him and say, Filoni, what do you think about this if we do that? And he'd be like, oh, no, it needs to be this. It needs to be that, you know? Like,
so hopefully he'll have at least...
As long as he doesn't bring in midichlorians.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they'll have some involvement.
Yeah.
Nate.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, he has approval.
There was M count that was mentioned in The Mandalorian, so...
Yeah,
you know. But they have to. I think at this point, it's there. They have.
I mean,
to.
You still have to stitch the.
They didn't say the word. Together. They just said M.
Well, they did it really well. They didn't make it like the center like theme.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, they didn't make it like, hey, this is a thing, but we're not gonna center the whole series around it.
Right.
Like someone tried to back in the day.
Right.
I actually watched those this past weekend. The first episodes 1 and 2 with my son.
Nice.
Best film in the whole thing.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, guys, on Star Wars? I mean, we mentioned the Ubisoft.
I want a like good Clone Wars game.
Ooh.
Oh man,
that could be good. It'd be really good.
Ubisoft, like, let's go.
You could
a lot of battles, like a lot of epic battles to.
Set up a squad to go into missions that follows like the storyline of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And maybe throw bounty hunters in there, get the huts, get the different bad crime batch syndicates
in there.
I still want to see Old Republic stuff, man.
Well, basically Republic Commando 2.0.
I have a bold statement. I don't care if it's in Battlefront 3. I don't care if it's in a Clone Wars era game. If I don't have a game, EA, who are Lucas, not EA, Lucasfilm Games, listen to me right now. If I don't have a game where I can play as Padme Amidala, I'm going to come to your studio. In Phantom Menace, she wields a gun and she shoots people. Why she's not in any Battlefront games is beyond me. She could have been in it.
If you think about it, she's the most powerful character in all of Star Wars.
I know. I'm really
going to get into that.
She swayed Anakin Skywalker. Wait, I have
it. Oh, you can't see it up here. Give me the Geonosis outfit, put a gun in her hand, and let's go.
I mean, to be fair, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes has her as a very good leader character.
Nice.
Do you get to play as her?
I mean, as much as you get to play as anybody in that game.
I mean, I don't play that game, but I want a game.
It's turn-based collection, but she's a squad leader and pretty strong.
We're going to get a game where we execute Padme? I mean, whatever.
Anakin, but you did that yourself. Sorry, I had to quote.
I don't even know who you are anymore. I sent that GIF to my boss today because he said he likes
sent the what?
Wait, what?
She's smiling.
It's a GIF. She said it the right way. Listen to me. There is no better experience in my life than eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with GIF peanut butter, and I will therefore bless the world with using the word GIF the way that its creator said that it would be. And
the peanut butter is with a J.
Give me the garbage of that. There's no G words that are just sounds that I have for it. The word giraffe is spelled like that.
Yeah.
It's like I'm listening to peanuts.
I mean, Red, it's okay.
The first word of the acronym is graphic, not graphic.
It doesn't matter. Acronyms don't work the same way.
Acronyms don't work the same. No.
That's the whole point of an acronym.
No, it's not. Not in the English language.
It's not the point of an acronym.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry. WandaVision, it's coming out technically at midnight, right?
Today?
So, or 3 a.m. Oh. I think 3 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 3 a.m. for Eastern.
Because Pacific.
They do Pacific. Midnight.
Thing to watch it. I'm not, but tomorrow is going to be great for lunch.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, they're doing them episodically, like week by week.
I think the first week there's two episodes coming out, actually. I think I saw that somewhere. I could be wrong, but I think I read that somewhere. But then yes, it's weekly.
Maybe they'll pull a Mandalorian like the first season, do like Friday, and then they did Monday, didn't they, for the second episode?
I think they did a Tuesday then a Friday.
Yeah, it was like just shortly afterwards.
It was like a couple days later. It wasn't the full week.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm excited because
tomorrow.
This can open the door to a lot of cool things to happen, which would be for me, and I think almost every single X-Men fans been anticipating a true better version of the X-Men in the MCU, not ran by Sub Fox, but by Marvel.
Mm-mm.
Maybe.
When Rogue is the enemy in Captain Marvel 2, you will all turn to me and say, Radical, that was the best hot take. It was better than Mule's Mass Effect hot take that I'm still bitter about.
I was on point. What can I say?
So I don't know. Liara's wrinkles seem to have the Twitter world abuzz that it's actually way later than we think.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But yeah, I'm telling you, man. I saw that's not even real. That's a rumor. But man, if Rogue is the villain in Captain Marvel 2, I am gonna be very happy, lady.
That would mean love Rogue. Brotherhood of Evil Mutants is around, and that means X-Men's involved. So boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Question is, who's going to be Wolverine? Snicked. Wolverine?
You know who the internet wants as Wolverine is Daniel Radcliffe to play Wolverine. He's a short, stocky fella. Harry Potter is, you can't say Harry Potter without getting looked at funny anymore. Thanks a lot, J.K. Rowling. And I think that he actually would, he's got the build. I think he could do it.
He needs to age a bit.
Yeah, or bring Daphne Keene from Logan, and just let her be X-23 and take the Wolverine role.
Yeah, that works too.
I mean, they mess up a bit of the time. I mean,
timelines aren't going to matter. Multiverse.
Yeah.
We want Logan, though. We want both of them.
I mean, makeup can do wonders for
Yeah, that's anybody. True. I mean, look what they did with the end of Mandalorian. You never know.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What happened at the end of
Old Man Logan. Oh.
Some guy shows up. Yeah.
Dude with a green stick.
Nate, you had something here about stick. Lord of the Rings. Tell us what's going on with Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
So we've got the new synopsis from the upcoming Amazon series. And so we now know that it's set back in the Second Age with the rise of Sauron, and I'm guessing it's going to end with kind of the finale of the battle that we saw, you know, in the flashbacks in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. But the synopsis was leaked recently from the OneRing.net, and apparently it broke their site because
they don't
get that much traffic. But it looks interesting, and I know I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, so I'm excited to see this. And we haven't seen much from that Second Age of Men, as they call it. But they, you know, put out some of the locations, and so they even said we'll see some familiar faces.
Nice.
So I'm guessing some of the elves, since they'll be around. So Elrond, so maybe, I don't know if we'll get the same actors back, but...
You know, Christmas, I rewatched The Hobbits and The Lord of the Rings with the fam, and I started doing a little research, because I was like, why are the elves, like, weary? Like, why are they going to the Undying Lands? Because... it's been forever since I've read the Lord of the Rings books and the Hobbit book. And I learned it's because they just don't age, and they see the world around them withering. And so it basically makes them get tired. So
they're tired. They're done with the world.
They're done elves with the world. Yeah.
Are so dope.
Yeah.
I love elves.
They're just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
When I have the opportunity to be an elf in any game,
yeah,
I'm like, give me those ears. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And I mean, they had, so those Undying Lands actually in the earlier ages of Middle Earth was actually part of the world, and it actually left.
Really?
So I think we'll be back at the point where either it had just left or is still pretty close, you know, still kind of like migrates out of the world. I've actually got an illustrated encyclopedia thing that has a whole bunch of that stuff in there. So,
wow. Interesting.
The more you know.
Right on. Well, guys, any other closing thoughts before we wrap up this podcast episode?
Daniel Radcliffe, Wolverine, no.
Why? Wait. Hold on. We can't wrap up yet. Why not?
Because he's a whiny little bitch.
That's a pretty good point, too.
You know, that was a role, right? Harry was a role that he played.
Have you everything seen that Wolverine? Every single thing that I... Every single thing I've seen Daniel Radcliffe play in, he's a whiny little bitch.
Even his latest movie, which is pretty awesome.
Which movie?
He had the guns.
The gun hands ones.
Yes.
He was still a whiny little bitch in every trailer that I saw. I did not watch it.
He grew a pair afterwards, later on, but still.
I mean, he also grew a pair of horns in another movie. No,
Logan's a badass mofo who doesn't give any F's at all.
Yeah, he doesn't have the mean streak, man.
First I don't know. All, I think I'm a little tall to be Wolverine. Just a couple.
All I said was that he had the physique. It was just a. It wasn't like I was speaking my name on this.
It came out, guns blazing, man.
Nick, we got a can of crow.
Yeah.
Woo. There was a can of crow in my face. Like, I think I'm choking on it
I
a little.
I shook it up really and I opened it right in your face.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the podcast title?
Daniel Radcliffe's a whiny
can
little
of crow in racial. How do you do that without it making sound really filthy? I'm not sure. I don't know.
You can't. You just can't.
Oh, just can't do it.
I don't even have anything else.
Yeah. Hey, but you're on point with Rogue thing. I'll give you that. Yeah. If it comes legit.
I don't want to say anything now.
Right on. Jeez. All right, with that, we will end the cast, guys. Thanks for joining us. If you like the podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page for more great content creators over there. And if you're looking for some Mule swag, we've got the store right on the homepage for you there. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Come on, baby.
Explosions!